The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. That's right, Free Talk Live is live this Sunday evening and every Sunday evening. We've been live every night for years.
Mm-hmm.
Free Talk Live believes that you need live programming. Look, we cycle in and cycle out the hosts here on Free Talk Live because we believe the show's about you. We didn't call Free Talk Live the Mark and Brian and Stephanie show.
Would have been nice.
We called it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about what you want here on the live Sunday edition. And the telephone number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype, as many people have done this evening. And you just have to send a user request. Our username is LRN, that says in Liberty Radio Network, .fm. And please, give us a call at 855-450-FREE. Brian, we have been trying to get through this article for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And it's about...
usually how it goes on Sunday. We've made it further than we usually do.
Yeah, the suggestion is that we would all be better off with a draft.
A draft and higher taxes at that.
Yes.
So this is coming.
Well, we have wars to fight.
Yeah, this is coming from a self-proclaimed Tea Party participant.
You know, so there's one thing I can sort of get on the board with is, I don't go for the Tea Party on this guy. Sorry.
Sure.
Forget that. This guy's your standard tax and spend Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever. That's what I hear from sitting over here. I could be wrong. The Republicans tend to be sort of, deficit and spend,
mm-hmm.
and Democrats tend to be tax and spend. It seems to me if an organization is going to spend, it should have money coming in rather than just building debt.
Right.
So I would say that tax and spend is, if you have two choices, which is spend and how you go about getting the money to spend, that I would say that tax and spend is more just than deficit and spend. However, every penny that government spends is money that it got from threatening somebody else with jail time or running them out of business or taking their home away from them. That's what the way they do business. That's how they roll.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily agree with you on that, but like, because deficit and spend means that they, you know, pretty much strangle themselves financially. But
really, the United States is $17 trillion in the hole and really haven't had the rating. The rating is still among the highest of bonds in the world.
Yeah, I would think sooner or later the Piper's got to get paid. I don't know when that is, though, but you might be right. I'm open to that.
I'm only saying what's just.
Sure.
You're saying from a practical standpoint, maybe if we let them spend enough money, they'll kill themselves.
well, financially, I'm saying. Yeah. Anyway.
No, they will have drained our, us and our children as dry as they possibly can before they're, they run out of political capital.
Yeah, that's for
sure.
At
this point, I would never buy treasury bonds, even though people say it's such a great investment. And yeah, the return isn't that great either. People are kind of realizing that, but I don't know, just the idea of like supporting this bending of the state, and that they're going to pay you back later in these inflated dollars. I mean, I'd rather buy a corporate bond from Amazon or Apple than I would with the U.S. government.
Yeah, a good friend of mine's my broker. We've known each other for many years. And now, I can't say I have a lot of money with him, but he just kind of keeps my IRA. And he deals with people with a lot more money than I do, than I have. I mean, I've just, got a little bit of money with him. And he's the only guy I've got. But he's like, you should really get into municipal bonds. You don't like paying taxes. And I'm like,
seriously?
Missing the point. Like,
yeah.
You and I have been separated for too long.
Yeah.
You think that's a good idea?
So, well, as far as other people thinking that these are good ideas but are actually bad, this article, of course, has stated in the Time article, which in the article he was referencing is the case for the return of the draft, over 300 million Americans are given the quote-unquote luxury of sitting home and watching the talking heads debate how this country will defeat a terror group in a country most Americans can't even point on a map. General Shinseki asked for more than a double.
Americans can't point to America on a map. What are you talking about?
Actually, that is true.
I don't know if it's true, but
well, there's been some man on the streets, and they can't even name what North America is. But yeah. Anyway, I asked for more than the general there.
Name two countries in North America.
Name four, and they'd probably try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Asked for more than double.
Long Island.
Yeah, right. asked for more. General Shinseki asked for more than double the 145,000 soldiers Bush sent to invade Iraq. So if we're looking at close to 300,000 new soldiers, we need a draft. ISIS is throughout Iraq, and bombing alone won't work. So everyone knows ground troops are an inevitability.
No, also, they don't. The United States spent tens of billions of dollars training the Iraqi military, which is tens of thousands, many tens of thousands of people strong, and it's like they've done nothing against this several thousand strong organization known as ISIS. It's because they don't have popular currency in the areas that that ISIS is doing well. It's because, you know, you've got a bunch of Shiites ruling over a bunch of Sunnis, and the Sunnis don't like that much.
Yeah, I mean, you have one of the clear points being missed here, no question, is the fact that Russia was dealing with the USSR, I should say, was dealing with the very same areas, by and large, not Iraq, but, you know, the Middle East that had its issues, Afghanistan, etc. And what was the size of the Russian army? That was like a 5 million man army. I mean, it was huge. It was this massive army. And as far as taxes, what are you kidding? The state had all the money in the world. It was almost limitless in what they could do until, again, the piper had to get paid in the 90s and everything fell apart. But the point being is that clearly what this person is describing in and of itself, the idea that, look, we need more soldiers. No, there is already a far more brutal nation, that being the USSR, that had all the soldiers you could possibly want. And it couldn't handle this. It did not solve these problems. You're not going to solve these problems. But
certainly not with trying to maintain the borders of Iraq as they are.
Yeah, not with more money, not with more soldiers. That's been tried by countries, again, far more vicious than
the U.S.
military.
They're going to have to figure it out on their own. And I don't know what I have to say about a country that has, has been supported by the U.S. military, has U.S. military, planes and tanks and whatever they've got over there in Iraq, tens of thousands of soldiers that can't fight off a few thousand militants.
Yeah, absolutely.
That are relatively poorly armed.
Yeah. And in fact, it's amazing that this – I'm still confused at how ISIS got so much control so fast.
That is really weird.
Because as far as I understand it, it was a scant – I mean, we're talking in the four digits, just a few thousand people somehow covered a massive geographic area and had, for lack of a better word, control of it. And that, you know, in tactical terms is nearly impossible.
I think it maybe the perception is skewed just by the coverage of it. I was just saying to you today, Brian, off the air, what happened to Al-Qaeda in Iraq? Like, you just don't even hear that talked about anymore.
Sure. Well,
it used to be this big boogeyman.
Yeah, partly, and what this actually article is saying is that it morphed into ISIS, but that's not entirely accurate. Actually, Al-Qaeda still exists, and as far as I know, this is news I just heard today, not relative to this article, but Al-Qaeda has broached a peace treaty, essentially, between the Syrian rebels and ISIS. And, I mean, what does that mean? You know, now you've got this you know, triple entente of Arab secessionist groups or whatever you want to call it. And, boy, I mean, how are you going to handle that?
Well, Obama's going to arm the moderate militants in Syria.
That was the weird thing. The Syrian rebels, I thought that U.S. foreign policy was aiding them.
It was. But the funny part is I love the idea of a moderate militant.
Yeah.
All these moderates. Oxymoron. All these moderates standing up and yawning at people. I mean,
it was a slightly triangular circle, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I'll read on a little bit more here. I'll cut to the chase of his point. To my fellow Tea Party Americans who care about debt and who, like me, want these terrorists gone, I'm not sure exactly what that means, and I don't know who he's reaching out to, but I ask you to remember the cost of war. There's a bit more to this.
There's a lot of cost of war. Yes, that's the problem I have with
this. Very confused individual.
Very. 855-450-3733. Are you ready for another multi-year, hugely expensive war, America? 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome
Free Talk Live. 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. And, you know, Brian, well, tell me about modup.net.
Absolutely. And that's modup.net. And if you need focus or are feeling fatigued, trying to get that extra edge, and you know what I'm talking about, when you're just not feeling what you're doing, you're just not feeling it at all. Something you can look into is modafinil from modup.net. You know, skip the cup of coffee, or, well, don't skip the coffee, but skip the caffeine gum or whatever. Look into modafinil. Look into it for yourself. You know, I mean, and please do look into it for yourself. Any time you want to add something, you know, to your day, I think it's a good idea to do your research. But, hey, studies show 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer. You know, it's offering multiple benefits. You know, a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fights off fatigue. That's kind of the big one, right, that you want. Greater focus overall. I mean, it's fantastic, and they are offering, they really do, they offer the best stuff you can get. Even though it's not the brand name, they're still offering, you know, the great generic, right? And so remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show. Modup.net is an international business. They ship worldwide. So make sure you look into your local area, you know, about regulations, prescriptions, whatever, about, you know, before you go getting modafinil from modup.net. But also, you can use Bitcoin if you decide to go with it. You can use the code FTL and you'll get 10 free tablets. And if you use that Bitcoin, you'll also get a 33% discount. Again, use the code FTL, get those 10 free tablets, and look into modup.net for yourself. Look into modafinil. It may be what you need.
Now, Brian, I know you haven't ordered modafinil, or at least I don't think you have.
I haven't, but I've heard from a lot of personal friends that they really they love it.
What about Bitcoin is you can remain, I mean, a Bitcoin purchase can be anonymous.
Right.
How does that work with modafinil? Because I know I've made purchases with Bitcoin where you have to have like sort of a shipping address and things like that.
As far as
obviously you have to ship it someplace.
Yeah,
right?
You've got to ship it someplace, but there, as far as what they ask is for information when you order, it is exceptionally minimal.
Okay.
Just got to have a place to ship it to, and other than that, well, that's up to the person.
Modup.net. Brian, this article about the draft?
Yeah, I want to finish it up here with the last paragraph, which is kind of the dovetail for it all. To my fellow, and again, this article is about... This guy is recommending, look, if we want to solve the problem with ISIS, we being the United States, we need to reinstate the draft and raise taxes.
Right, because at this point, all the soldiers are sick and tired of the crap that the Department of Defense has heaped upon them at this point, and they're, you know, ready for a mutiny if they go back in, I would assume.
Yeah, so to my fellow Tea Party Americans.
And Obama's, by the way, I think he's just avoiding sending troops, putting boots on the ground, because he's just sending in paid military contractors. Essentially mercenaries.
Yeah, yeah.
And, of course, bombing.
But yeah. I think it's pretty much inevitable, and I find it pretty deplorable, honestly, that Obama made this, and this article references Obama's, you know, statements on ISIS and what he wants to do about it, that he made these statements on September 10th. The day before September 11th. Yeah, right. Exactly. I mean, that was so perfectly timed so that the next day everybody's thinking, yeah, and this problem still persists. Let's go send our boys back in. And, of course, you know,
personally. As though Iraq had anything to do with 9/11.
With anything, right, yeah. And especially with Iraq, it's so pathetic because even George W. Bush made a joke. A literal joke at a dinner party.
Oh, where he was looking under the table and saying, "Oh, they must be here somewhere. Those weapons of mass destruction."
Yeah, looking.
Yeah, so I don't see him under here. Don't see him under here. I mean, it was insane.
Yeah, he got a lot of negative PR for that.
Well, absolutely. I mean, imagine if your kid died over there because you were told there were going to be weapons of mass destruction. Not to mention rape rooms, and not to mention the terrorist training camps with a 747 fuselage. I remember all these things.
Yeah, me too. The yellow cake, it's all propaganda.
And, you know, they never showed me the 747 fuselage. They never showed us the rape rooms where Kufi and Tutu or whatever there is, Saddam's names were that supposedly raped every woman in Iraq or whatever that was that they did. I mean, you know, none of this stuff, all that, once they went to war, all the stuff that they said in order to get there was just forgotten.
Yeah, and they tried to do their best to make it forgotten, or, again, they made an absolute mockery out of the very reasons that apparently, you know, that the U.S. went over there. You know, personally, that affects me very deeply, but anyway, to go on with his points here, to my fellow Tea Party Americans who care about debt and who, like me, want these terrorists gone, I ask you to remember the cost of war. According to Harvard University, the U.S. has already borrowed some $2 trillion to finance the Afghanistan and Iraq wars and associated defense buildup, a major component of the $9 trillion U.S. debt accrued since 2001. The total cost, which will reach $6 trillion when health care costs from both wars are taken into account and the interest from borrowing could reach trillions. To the rest of my country, in terms of actually fighting against ISIS, we'll need a draft to ensure that they don't morph into another group and ensure they don't simply wait until we leave Iraq. Another occupation will be needed, and this will amount to boot on the ground for years and far greater troop levels. Together, though, through some sacrifice, we can defeat these terror groups so that 250,000 Iraqi soldiers, Kurdish force, and Sunni militias don't have to do it on their own. Yes, we spent over a decade in Iraq and Afghanistan nation building, and we can't let up now. We need to continue the fight, even if it lasts forever.
You know, if you really wanted to increase the effectiveness,
last forever.
Oh yeah, that's what he's all about. Yeah, last forever.
If I can,
yeah,
that
sounds
last
like that's
line.
What they want.
Just this last line: open up your pocketbooks, pick up a gun, and say goodbye to your family because America needs everyone to chip in and protect liberty. This guy's not joking.
Unbelievable. Yeah. How about he goes first?
Yeah, right. After you, buddy. A pat you on the back. You go for it first, Jack.
I have no intention of going. I don't care how many people go ahead of me.
Me too.
I have no intention of it. And it's all a waste. Show me the war in the last several decades that has been worth it. And I just don't think there is one.
No. I mean, who's feeling more free, right? That's always the ultimate question. Who's feeling more free? I don't think anybody is. I think everybody's having a harder time at the airport. I think everybody's having a harder time in every situation they go through. They're getting DNA checks in Pennsylvania from getting pulled over or, you know, blood tests, whatever. I mean, just all kinds of nonsense is going on. You have Ferguson and all this stuff. Who's feeling more free with all these wars? But I think this article is being incredibly honest in what it would take to keep the present system going.
Yeah, I think he's absolutely right.
Yeah, he is.
There's another alternative he doesn't mention, which is to put every U.S. troop on something that smokes and send them back towards the United States.
And close down every base.
Yeah, I just don't see any particular reason for it. If you've got, you know, political friends over there, give them the equipment that's over there and let them hash it out with whoever it is that they're dealing with. You know, I don't see any reason why in the world the United States military, you know, our sons and daughters should go over there and protect the Middle East when the Saudi Arabian army seems to have no interest in it. They want it. The Saudi kings, they want the United States there involved. Why don't you do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got all these people that basically are on welfare in Saudi Arabia. Give them a gun and put them to work.
Yeah. No, it's unbelievable. I mean, you could sell off the American bases. We could, you know, the U.S. could make a ton of money off of that.
Your call's next, 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest-quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. That's 855-450-3733, the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
And you can give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. I have been using a product for a few months now called My Magic Mud.
Oh, man.
And
so have we.
Yeah, you guys. You've
maybe
been
not for a couple of months. Well, yeah, I guess this has been
about
that long.
It's been a couple weeks for me, and I mean, it's love this stuff.
Yeah.
It's so good.
What it does is it's sort of a tooth polishing, tooth cleansing item. It's powder, but it's black. It's dark. Black as midnight. It reflects no light. This stuff's amazing. You can go find
it. It looks really funny when you put it on your teeth because it looks like you're like missing teeth, you know, because the black is covering them up when you smile. Or it looks like you just have a mouthful of a mud pie or something.
But it really gets in there and cleans my teeth in a way that I just didn't expect to have happen. There's no film on my teeth in the morning. It's just gone. The bacteria, the charcoal in my magic mud just binds with the bacteria, pulls it out of there. You spit it out, and it is gone. As a matter of fact, it's non-toxic. Nothing in it is a problem. You can swallow it. Completely natural remedy. So it's not a big deal if you do happen to swallow it. There's about $25. There's 150 applications. It's not terribly expensive. I don't use it every time I brush my teeth. Just about every other day.
Yeah, I think the first week you use it every day.
Yeah.
And then after that, that, you can skip a couple days or whatever.
But it's great, and I don't think that I think you'll be like me and never want to be without it again. Even, you know, at some point or another, their ad run's going to end, right? And I'm going to continue using My Magic Mud because it is awesome. It's mymagicmud.com. And for it, by the way, helpful for people with sensitive teeth and people who don't like the taste of toothpaste because it has no taste.
Yeah.
I think they do have a mint version, though, if you want it. Mymagicmud.com. And you can go see a great video that we've got at mud.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Ron calling in from Iowa. Ron, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. That's what we do on Free Talk Live.
Great. I was just curious, you know, how that when we, the United States, that is, we retrain the quote-unquote new Iraqi army, and then here recently, ISIS has come in and basically, the new Iraqi army dropped the weapons that we gave them, up to four divisions worth of weaponry, M1A1 Abrams tanks, and ran.
Yep.
Now, ISIS has control of all of that weaponry, and now our glorious here army president wants us to go in and train Syrian deadbeat rebels and give them weapons, and these Syrian rebels would have no problem turning these weapons against Israelis or probably against our own troops in the future and use our tax dollars to do this.
Yeah, let's not forget that the Obama wanted to go to war against Assad a year ago.
Yeah, of course, this is the same situation that happened with Osama bin Laden. Those were, you know, U.S. weapons that he's been using.
Right, the Mujahideen. The U.S. armed them. The CIA armed them. Yeah, this just keeps on happening over and over again, Ron. Yeah.
And, you know, another thing is that we're already in, we're upset at the Russians for what they're doing over there in Ukraine. And the Russians have a naval port along the coast of Syria. They've always been buddies with Assad.
Right.
And here we're wanting to go into and do strategic bombing and arming rebels to attack Assad. You think the Russians will sit by and yawn and say, whatever?
Yeah, they don't care anything about their strategic naval base in Syria. Nah.
It's crazy.
It's World War III.
I feel sorry for our troops. I feel sorry for the brave men and women who that, a couple weeks back when we heard our president say he has no strategic plan, and just to imagine what they felt like thinking, our leader has no plan. He's our commander in chief.
Well, they're developing a plan. It'll just stink. Here's what I wonder it seems like obviously they recruit young people to be in the military. But I wonder whether it's because, anybody else be able to sort of look historically and say, well, for a paycheck that turns out to be less than minimum wage, I'm going to continue to be put in harm's way for the same stupid foreign policy mistakes that have been made over the course of decades. This is just the same thing that keeps on going on over and over again. And one's got to kind of wonder why people keep signing up.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, you can join the military, but you can't drink. You're not old enough to drink. That doesn't make any sense at all. And I think the reason that this is so is because they know they have to, especially today with the madness of the U.S. foreign policy. They have to get kids while they're really, really young because, you know, if they waited much longer, they'd have their reason behind them and they could say, no, you're not saying this is a bad bill of goods.
Ron?
That's right. You're exactly right. You know, my son, he is in the U.S. Army Reserves. He's been there 8 years. And he was telling me the other day, Dad, I regret re-upping for another 6 years.
Sorry to hear that.
Eight, and he went re-up. How's that work? I mean, was he in for two, and then it doesn't? I thought it was four and four.
He signed up for six when he started. And then he signed up for another six.
Gotcha. So he's in for, he's got himself four more years to go.
Yes, sir. And I'm sad about that. But, you know, at the time when he asked me, he said, Dad, what do you think about me joining the Army? I said, you know what? Since you asked me about that, you valued my opinion at the time. I said, you know, I think it would be a good thing. And so go ahead. You basically have my blessing on this. And now it's like I regret saying that. I love our country. I love our the men and women in uniform. But you know what? I fear our government, that they would have no problem of letting these our finest and best be butchered in some bloodbath just to let ISIS keep on growing.
That's what they employ them for, is bullet catchers, no doubt about it. Ron, I the best to you. Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I do just want to say quickly that to Ron and his son, actually, that I know...
You were in the Army, too.
Yes, I'm a veteran. I got out early. You can get out early. You can get out early, you know, without demerits, too. I mean, you can. It is possible. If your conscience catches up with you so bad... Believe me, you can get out. It is going to be tough. They will pink vest you. They will do all kinds of things. But please do share with your son that if he really feels I can't execute my orders, he can get out. Okay.
Let's go to Nathan, calling in, I believe, from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
What's on your mind, Nathan?
Well, I wanted to thank Justice for the shout-out earlier, although I'm still not convinced that most Bible scholars are right on that. So,
this is about the parable of the sower.
Right. I still haven't decided which one is the most important one, but I like the follow-up.
Yeah, I thought he made a point. I mean, if Jesus says it, I suppose you kind of have to, if your Lord says it, you sort of have to agree with him that it's the most important. But I think your question originally, Nathan, was like, what is the most defining? And right. I still wouldn't put that as the most defining.
Right. I guess if anything, you have to say the Sermon on the Mount is the most defining, but that's not
a parable.
So, I actually did have a question today, though. I assume all the hosts present are using the My Magic Mud product.
Correct.
So I was curious what effect it has on plaque buildup and on maintenance of. Or I guess reduction of plaque over time.
So that's like tartar.
I would like to know that too. He's probably talking about tartar because plaque becomes tartar over time, right?
So plaque is the gooey, gross stuff that looks like margarine on teeth. It's disgusting, no doubt about it. And My Magic Mud removes that. Tartar is what happens when plaque sits in your teeth.
I'm going to the dentist next month. We'll see what they say.
I'm going tomorrow, and the last I actually, because of a gingivitis issue, I had to go every 3 months. So the last time I went, she was like, "This is really great." She commented on how clean my teeth look. So I'm interested in that, Nathan. Thanks for the call. Hope we answered your question. 855-450-3733. Final segment of Free Talk Live, 855-453.
Wake up and smell the freedom. One of the easiest things you can do to help Liberty is to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to help keep them drone-proof. You can set up your home computer to download and share Freedom Fiends archives over BitTorrent. You can even set up scheduling so it only shares while you're asleep or at work. Put your unused computing power to work and help keep the Freedom Fiends around well into the future. Simply go to freedomfiends.com and click on the Torrent Club link and learn how to torrent and share Freedom Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
Please, do your online shopping through shop.freetalklive.com. We've got major retailers there with whom we have affiliate relations. So when you do your Amazon shopping, and I think we've got a few more, Newegg, Walmart, you know, certainly gold.freetalklive.com through Midas Resources. But when you do your online shopping there, we get a little spiff. You get the same prices, the same service you normally get. We just get a little bump. It's an extra click. Shop.freetalklive.com. That's all we ask. And what it really does is it's able for us to sort of spread out the risk as far as advertisers go. Because, you know, when you have ideas that are off the mainstream, it can be difficult to get the most conservative class of people on the planet, that is, business owners, to get on board. I don't mean politically conservative. I mean they just don't take risks.
Yeah.
Why should they?
Well, they take a lot of risks, but why would they want to take one more than
they
have to?
They don't need your risk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, do your online shopping there at shop.freetalklive.com.
All right. So I've got an article here, and I think we should just say, as a public service announcement, this is a satirical article, but it's really funny, and I think we need some comic relief after spending the whole show talking about ISIS.
Oh, man, and I thought we were going to go all War of the Worlds and just run with it.
It kind of reads like that. So, I mean, there's people tuning in all the time. I just don't want to, you know, really confuse anyone. But, I mean, like any good satirical piece, there are grains of truth to it. We've had really weird weather this year. I don't know if you've noticed. You guys have noticed.
They say it's going to be really cold this winter and snowy.
That is what they say. So here's the headline from EmpireNews.net, which of course is like a satirical site. Meteorologists predict record shattering snowfall coming soon. Bread and milk prices expected to soar. Now, why do people buy bread and milk? If you think your power is going to go out, if there's a storm coming, why do people do this panicked rush to the grocery store to get milk if you think the refrigerator is not going to be working?
That maybe they think that the refrigerator is going to work, but that they're not going to be able to get on the road, so they want to get the items that are going to spoil the most quickly and have them as fresh as possible.
Because
I've got a generator. If the power goes out, I'm going to crank that baby up and everything's going to be fine out in Edgeville.
Mm-hmm. So here we go. Chances are you'll hear a lot about El Nino in the next month or two. Meteorologists and weather science experts at the National Weather Service say there is a 99% chance that we'll start to see a massive cold front sooner in the year than has ever happened, which will produce not just record-breaking snowfall, but according to Dr. Voris Svediak, a doctor of global weather sciences, record-shattering snowstorms across the board affecting the entire United States. And they've got this graphic of the U.S. with just the whole thing covered with above average snowfall.
I've seen these maps and, it's like, you know, and I'm just loving the way they got New England like covered in a giant clod of snow.
Yes, exactly.
You know, real quick, I Googled why do people buy milk and bread?
Oh, enlighten us.
Yeah, and it's the compulsive desire to stockpile perishables isn't always based on logical behavior. The thought to get milk before a storm is followed by the action or compulsion to go out and stockpile it. In one way or another, we spend a lot of time and energy trying to feel in control. And buying things you might throw out still gives the person a sense of control in an uncontrollable situation.
That is the most sensible explanation I've ever heard for that.
Yeah. In Florida, all you had to do was say hurricane and all the Yankees would run to the store and buy all the water.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. By contrast, if you bought beans and tuna, it was sending the message that you expect the storm to keep you homebound for an extended period. So it's almost a mental trick to say that it'll blow over.
I see.
Something's going to blow over if you eat too many beans. Anyway.
Tuna's good for you.
For the sake of comparison to the past winter, says the meteorologist quoted in the fake meteorologist quoted in this article, let's say your area received a total of 20 inches of accumulative snow for the season. Because this year the snowfall is predicted to start at the end of September, you can expect to multiply that number by 5, 10, or maybe even 20 times in some areas. In the worst zones, you could see 50 times the amount of snow you've had in the past. This is the type of winter the American public needs to prepare for. Several meteorologists are saying not to buy into what the models are showing, but I can tell you from 40 years of scientific weather research, they're doing you a disservice. Pretty much everyone will see snow like they never have in their lives. Most younger people don't even know what an actual blizzard looks like, but by the end of March, they will be seasoned survivalists, Blankenbaker said. Everyone needs to make sure that they have their weather emergency kits prepared and ready to go. There will undoubtedly be mass power outages, which along with freezing temperatures and enough snowfall to immobilize entire cities, will most likely be a very dangerous recipe. Safety comes first, and the time to prepare is right now. Along with the mention of severe weather, the Food and Drug Administration predicts supply and demand could cause shortages, causing the prices of bread and milk to increase substantially. FDA spokesperson Rebecca Miller suggests alternatives in preparation of the coming months. We are encouraging that you go out and purchase bulk amounts of dry powdered milk, which can be stored in your cupboards. This will prevent frantic trips to the grocery store and supermarkets as the onslaught of storms begin to fall upon your respected region.
Yeah.
As far as bread,
drink that crap at all.
We suggest that you buy as much as you can efficiently store in your freezer. Bread can be frozen and thawed without compromising the integrity of its quality. Preparations are crucial, and the fact that technology has brought us to a time and place in which such events can be predicted is quite remarkable. So stock up on your powdered milk and fill your freezer with loaves of bread, because once those blankets of snow begin to fall, brave souls will confront the elements to raid stores of these products like some sort of scavenger hunt. Don't be part of the snowpocalypse. It's a dangerous battlefield of crazed shopping, winter-bitten weather zombies out there.
Can't we just drone like these snow clouds?
Well, you know, up here in New Hampshire, where, you know, we all moved for the Free State Project at freestateproject.org, you know, there's a lot of winter sports. People make a lot of money off of the snow. The snow is a good thing for New Hampshire. The state's actually growing slightly because people want to live here. Apparently, the snow isn't as bad as they think.
You know, wait a minute. But President Obama specifically said that drones solve everything, and he's good at it. He is good at it.
Well, they're shutting down HAARP, so they're going to have to replace it with something. Yeah. We don't want those jobs.
That's why this is coming. It's because HAARP got shut down. Now, see, nature, they were just holding it back. They raised the ionosphere just so much, right? And so now it's coming back down with a vengeance.
Something like that. Make sure you have plenty of bread and milk. Public safety organizations also encourage the masses to prepare themselves by obtaining proper necessities. James Satterfield from the National Fire Safety Advisory Advisory Board says, preparation can save lives. Don't wait until temperatures plummet into a freeze. Obtain cold weather clothing and footwear, including wool thermal socks. It's also crucial to have plenty of batteries, candles, weather radios, you name it. Get prepared. It's coming, Satterfield stated. First and foremost, make sure you have an effective plan in place to make sure you have plenty of bread and milk. Dr. Svediak says to be prepared for a storm that could come as early as the end of September and plan for the entire winter season, which this year, he says, will more likely spread into next June.
Christmas in July.
And this has got 1.5 million shares on Facebook, so
it's
very
amusing.
Very popular.
No doubt about it. I don't know why people would go to the grocery store and buy bread and milk, particularly, you know, when they think that the snow's coming, but
that stuff is not healthy for you at all, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You don't eat bread.
No bread, I don't drink milk.
I consume either of those things.
Yeah, we don't really get milk at our house either. We used to get raw milk, but my son just stopped consuming it, and it's like, meh, you know, that stuff goes bad. So we don't really drink it anymore.
Just like every other animal, he finally stopped drinking milk when he got older.
He has decided on his own to stop drinking milk. There was a time when he didn't want protein from any other source than milk, and I'm like, you need protein, son. And so, you know, I was encouraging it, but now he eats meat and that kind of thing, so it's fine.
I wonder how many people shared this on Facebook.
Thinking it was real? I think a lot of people did.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell if you don't know, if you're not familiar with Empire News, which is the satirical site. It's hard to tell that it's fake until you get maybe to the very end where the FDA spokesperson is talking about the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, and making sure you buy, like they keep repeating,
first
buy
and
bread
foremost,
and milk.
It's making sure you have a plan in place.
And the first thing that anybody who, you talk to about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org says about moving to New Hampshire is, it's like, but it snows there. The weather. Oh, my God, it's cold. I'd rather have some place where people think twice about moving, because you're going to have far fewer warm weather. It's poor solace when it comes to freedom. Mm-hmm. You know, Florida, it's got great. If warm weather bought freedom, Florida would be free. I moved from Florida to New Hampshire for the Free State Project because that place is a mess. And I'll deal with some snow. I'm not much of a winter sport aficionado. I should find one that I can deal with, but
yeah,
I haven't.
You know, I totally agree. Actually, I used to kind of be of that survivalist mindset. You know, what's going to happen when the S hits the fan?
It's always an interesting logic problem, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, I would not. Everybody says, oh, yeah, you want to be living in, like, Mexico or down south or something. No way. That's where everybody's going to be. And, I mean, you want to be where you have to really be prepared to survive,
right,
and you have the time.
The thieves are going to move to warm places.
Exactly.
So they can steal all the prepper's stuff.
You got it.
The folks in the warm places, it'll be fine.
Run to the hills.
Well, until next time, make sure you have enough bread and milk.
That's right.
We'll see you next week.
Check us out in the meantime at freetalklive.com. It's been Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
At the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving. More doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate, to make more glutathione, is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.